Indonesia would like to thank the delegation of Saint Vincent and the Grenadines for the presentation of their comprehensive national report and continued engagement in the UPR process. Indonesia welcomes the progress since their first cycle and commends the government of Saint Vincent and the Grenadines' efforts in improving the promotion and protection of human rights in the country, especially through the implementation of Domestic Violence Act 2015, the Children Act 2011, and the National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence. Indonesia appreciates that despite the financial challenges, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines continues to take measures in advancing social security, education, and healthcare standards. Mr. President, Indonesia recognizes the various improvements taken by the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines in several fields of human rights, in spite of the absence of a national action plan for human rights. For this matter, we recommend the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to develop and implement a national action plan for human rights to further ensure systematic and comprehensive approach for the promotion and protection of human rights with the full engagement of civil society. Mr. President, Indonesia takes note of the government's consideration to establish a national mechanism for reporting and follow-up, which will be responsible for the preparation, submission, and follow-up of national human rights reports. Therefore, we recommend the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to accelerate the establishment of a national mechanism for reporting and follow-up. In addition, we recommend the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to continue its efforts to strengthen the current National Human Rights Association established in 1986 in line with the Paris Principles. Mr. President, to conclude, Indonesia would like to offer its best wishes to the government and people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines in their future endeavors towards the promotion and protection of human rights at all.